Well, how are you? Good. It's probably not the setting we were all expecting tonight, but it has still been a beautiful day. Don't y'all think so? Yeah? We've had rain, we've had sunshine, we've had clouds. It's not Texas weather. It's not Texas heat. So it is nice. It's been a good day. I firmly believe that every single one of y'all are about to make memories that you're going to remember for the rest of your life this week. Good or bad, good and bad. We were on the way up here, we were talking about what are we most looking forward to this upcoming week. What was our favorite memory from camp? What was one of our toughest memories from camp? I remember one of mine was our cabin next door decided to hide fish in our sleeping bags before we slept out one sleep out night. And that was one of the less fun memories. But some of my favorite memories from camp come from the session where we actually studied Philippians when I was in about 7th and 8th grade. I was in one of these teachers' classes back in the back that y'all are going to have this week. And I remember just really for the first time falling in love with it, falling in love with reading the Bible. Reading God's Word, hearing and reading the encouragement coming out of the book of Philippians from Paul, hearing the speakers, along with the singing. I remember it kind of just clicked inside of me, and I got a hunger for reading the Word of God, especially Philippians. And then my other memory of the book of Philippians at camp happened, I think, my second to last summer. I had a counselor that many of y'all know. His name's Jared, but no one knew him. It was his first real day of camp. We had had an opening campfire talk just like this. We went back to the cabin, and we're really just getting ready. We knew that a Devo was coming. We're unpacking still. We're talking. We're jabbing. And all of a sudden, Jared just starts talking, and he starts telling stories. Yeah, man, I get emotional about camp. It is almost impossible to speak without crying. So I apologize. But, so anyways, he starts talking, and he's, you know where your doors are in your cabin? He just sits on the ground next to his door, and he starts talking. He starts talking about his college and his career, and then he starts, it's almost like, Scripture was so fluid with him that it was in his speech and we didn't even know it. We were hearing Scripture and story and just talk and encouragement one after the other. And it was all out of Philippians. And we're just enthralled. We can't even say anything. We're just totally captured in the moment, listening to him, speaking, listening to God speak through him. Because that is what it was. Speaking through the Spirit, he's just sitting on the ground, and we're sitting around him. We're on the edge of our bunks, and we can't tear our eyes off of him. We can't stop listening. And that's when that's another one of my favorite memories, best memories from camp, is that is when I first got my real example of, like, that is it. That's what I need. He gets it. He gets it. And I've had other counselors that did before. And maybe it's just the timing. Maybe it was that we were similar. We had similar, we liked the same things. We were both kind of quiet, and I liked to listen to people, and I just listened to them, and it just clicked. But what he mostly was talking out of that night was out of Philippians 3. And we're going to start in chapter 3, verse 3. He says, "For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more." This is Paul speaking. He says, "Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to the zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law blameless." And that's kind of the first section of this kind of paragraph. He's listing, this is what I had. I had everything. I didn't need anything else. I had the status. I was from the right bloodline. I was an Israelite. Everyone looked up to me. I was the most religious person. I didn't have much relationship. He didn't know Jesus, but he was religious. And then he goes to say, but whatever I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. See, I just found that interesting. I really, before several years ago, I really was into studying the Word, taking words out, looking at them, trying to figure it out. And then I got into what I really love, just reading the Word. Just read it. And to see how God speaks to you. But as I was reading this, the word things popped up in my mind. It made me flash back to a high school Spanish class. Because the word for things is una cosa, I believe. Una cosa. And we talked about it was una cosa, una cosa, una cosa, la cosa. Pretty much was like, stupid, it's just a thing, whatever. And that makes me think of it right now. Paul speaks of all of those incredible things that he had as just things. He says, they're just things. So much so that I just count them as rubbish. They're just things. They're just things. Because if I don't count them as rubbish, if I value these things more, he's doing it so he can gain Christ. I want to ask you, what things do you have in your life? I know in mine it was athletics and academics. What things? I'm talking about good and bad. The hardships, but also the accomplishments. I mean, sure, that's great that you got state and track high jump. Sure, that's great that you got a 4.0. Sure, that's great you're going to the best school. You got the best scholarship. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your parents are getting a divorce, or they have one, or that you lost a family member, or that you're going, that you just can't get along with your friends or your brother. I'm sorry. But tonight we're talking about joy found in Christ. In James it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and blameless, so that you will lack no thing. This is what I want you to take from this. Is that you can be joyful in Christ because none of those things can stand up to what Christ gives you. None of those things stand the test of time compared to the love of Christ and Him living in you and what He gives you. Through Christ, you attain eternity with Him. Guys, if you have Christ, learn how to better live like Him this week. If you don't have Him this week, learn why and see why you need Him and act on it. I'm going to flip over to chapter 2. It says, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I run and labor in vain. This is my encouragement. I'm not going to talk long. I'm almost done. When you go back, focus on Christ. What do you do if we were in a campfire scene right now? What would all of y'all be doing while the campfire was right here? I'm pretty sure y'all wouldn't be looking at me. Y'all be looking at the fire. Or tomorrow night, hopefully, it's not raining, y'all have hobo dinner. What are you going to do when the fire's there? You're not going to look around. You're not going to realize how dark it is. You're not going to realize, man, it is so dark and creepy out here. No. You're going to look at the fire and you're going to watch it. You're going to watch the flames dance. You're going to watch them flicker. You're going to watch the glow from the fire. and how it just moves. And it moves on you and illuminates you. What do you do on a starry night when you're looking at the stars? What goes through your head? It's not, man, it's dark. It's really dark. There's a lot of dark spaces in between all those really pretty stars. No, it's like, oh my goodness, look how many stars are out there. No matter how big the distance of the darkness in between the light that you're looking at, you will still be enamored by the light that is shining. And do that while you're out here. Let that go through your mind. Look at the stars and just look at them. And guys, when you're back home, follow Christ. Look to Him. Because when you have Him, it doesn't matter what accomplishments you have. It doesn't matter what you do. I'm all for having dreams. Don't get me wrong. Dreams and goals, they're healthy. Don't let them become your identity. Don't let them take the place of Christ in your life. Because they do not fit that mold. Stick with Christ. Look to Him. He will guide your path. Stay the course. In the good and the bad, stay level. Keep your feet firm on the ground. And keep moving towards Him. Focus on the face of Christ. Love y'all so much. I'm so looking forward to this week. And we love y'all so, so much. But that does not compare to the love of Christ, which stands the test of time, has been going on for forever. He is faithful. He is just. He keeps His promises. He saves us when we accept Him. Guys, I hope to see some of y'all going down to the river this week. We want to be in heaven together. I want to see y'all's faces and see Christ's face. It's going to be good when we get to see the face of Christ for the first time. The man we've had a relationship with for so long, getting to see His face for the first time. And we want to be together when that happens. I'd love for us all to see it at the same time. And I'll know what's going on your face. I love y'all. Love y'all. I've already talked longer than I thought I would, so... take advantage of this week. Take advantage of this week. Take advantage of the people around you. I love you.